Okay, Detective Almazan. And it is 8:45 p.m. this 30th of January 2013. And I'm here with... your date of birth. And we're going to put down the station as your address. Your phone number, right? We can reach... And here it's... And you're a captain?
Yes.
Fillmore Fire Department. Okay, Mr. Tell me how you got involved in this incident.
We got dispatched to a possible gunshot victim. Got in the rig. We were in... And the person driving the Quint was Engineer. I was in the front passenger. In the back, we had firefighter, and firefighter arriving on scene. The squad made a left onto Blaine. We left space for the ambulance, and we parked on A Street heading, facing north. Once we got off the Quint, we went underneath the barrier tape. Officer met us there.
So there was already a barrier tape set up?
There was a barrier tape set up.
Is that at the entrance to the driveway?
That was the entrance of Blaine, off of
A
Street.
Okay.
Entering there, it was seven of us, So we went onto Blaine, walking west. Chief met up with us at the scene, which was also blocked off, and we were met there by another officer. Told us as minimal people as possible and keep everybody else out. So the people that went in was myself, engineer, firefighter, paramedic, firefighter came in after. So it was four of us. Then there at that time was... And it was us three initially with Chief. And then we called for one more for assistance and gloves, and that was firefighter. So he came in a little bit later. Deputies, I only remember Deputy Vasquez standing on the south side, south of the patient or the victim. Then there was another officer there. I don't know his name. But then he ended up leaving, so it was only two deputies. When I saw the patient was face down, handcuffed with hands up. We had the handcuffs removed so we can roll over the patient. Once the patient was rolled over, they finished the search on the pockets, found another weapon, and found items. Wallet.
Who searched his pockets?
The deputy did.
Oh, okay.
Deputy Vasquez.
Okay.
Showed the gun to somebody else. So there had to be at least three officers now that I really think about it. One guy taking off the cuffs, Vasquez, and then the other deputy that he handed the weapon to. I removed his wallet, letting the deputies know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Opening the wallet, got his information, date of birth, so on and so forth. From there, my team got to work, into the work. We needed more manpower. That's when firefighter Palmer came
work,
into the scene.
Treating him. And
so we needed more. They started treating him, put him on the monitor, checked his vital signs, agonal breathing with a BP, with a pulse.
Mm-hmm.
C-spined him. That's when the 422 was also allowed in. We C-spined him, put him on a backboard, loaded him on a gurney, and off we went.
Okay. And that was the end of it. Okay.
That's all in the nutshell.
Yeah. Good. That's it. Okay, the only thing I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to take a photo of the... Do you have the shoes handy that you were wearing?
They're in the bay. I can bring them to you.
Okay, if you can bring them, and then we'll take care of that, and then we're done.
Okay, cool.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. If there's anything else...
Yeah.
No,
oh, yeah,
call me.
We'll do.
Okay. We'll go from there.